This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Kerpanga.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to understand what to make of Kerpanga.
Kerpanga, like Kerpanga is less interesting to me than this, than where Kerpanga dwells, which is a particular version of the Dreamlands called Dreamtime, which is the dream realm, the dream realm of native peoples
of all Australia specifically.
Yes.
So this is a real thing. You know, Aboriginal people.
Okay.
Not Kerpanga, but the Dreamtime. Like, I think that is an actual thing. This is Peterson incorporating in Australian mythology into the mythos. Which, you know, that happens.
Yeah. Cool and good. I thought that somebody was saying, wouldn't it be great if there was a particular heaven specifically for Aboriginal people?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Professor Barney. Yeah. No. Okay. So like if this is actually if Dreamtime is just taking a particular mythology and working it in, that trips fewer of my,
cultural sensitivity.
Buttons. Yeah.
It still feels kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, there's a sentence in this that's like very, you know, the legendary Mulga seed.
We're Runin
created the Kerpanga in the Dreamtime and filled his frame with malice enough to last forever. Because this is from a source book about Australia.
Yes, Terra Australis.
Which is like a weird, I mean, I imagine if you are Australian, maybe you're like, why are these Call of Cthulhu books not talking about stuff I know about? You know, what's the horrific secret at the bottom of the Sydney Opera House? You know, things like that.
Right.
You know? It's just kind of a weird thing to me. I never think of Australia as a setting.
No,
you know, I understand it's got its whole thing. But
we just did that premium Abject Suffering about Bayou Billy. Like I don't think about it as being like sufficiently different.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird little place. I understand that they've been having these horrible politics things. Like the rise of global fascism has reached there as well. Mm-hmm. So again, I only know that through like a couple of Australian Twitter followers, but I never see anyone else talk about it.
Right.
It's hidden. And this also feels like that. And their version of a great old one, you know, they have is a big dingo. Big angry dingo.
It's a big angry dingo. But except for the mouth part, which is more like a crocodile.
Yeah. Crocodile or carnivorous dinosaur.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I only know how to speak words in Australian that I have heard somebody say in Australian.
Yeah, otherwise I don't have it.
Right.
Do you think that the New Zealanders have like a smaller version of Kerpanga that's like more polite? And
I think it's Kerpanga.
Yeah, Kerpanga.
you gotta do a rise on the vowel in the middle there. Kerpanga.
Kerpanga. Kerpanga is a big, angry, nobody worships him. He's just mad. And he walks around and he blights the land within 10 yards of his track for the next growing season.
That is not like 10 yards of your track. That's not a lot. Like if you're trying to get coverage, that's not a huge blight.
No. Well, here's the thing I was thinking about with this. Okay.
Okay.
Is you don't worship Kerpanga, but you find out what Kerpanga likes to kill. Like, let's say he likes a specific kind of sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You lay these out in a field. And you write in cursive, Sheila, will you marry me?
Oh.
And then you take a sky picture of it.
Yeah.
You know, you have a plane ticket picture of it and then be like, listen, baby, like that's how you do the cutest like Kerpanga proposal.
And then that female kangaroo marries you.
Yeah. That's Sheila.
The Sheila.
Sheila, female kangaroos are called Sheilas?
Yes.
They also call their humans that. Justify yourself, Australia.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.